And speaking of things evolving, there's some worrying news about koalas I saw this month. This is very sad news. What's going on here?
So this is something we hear hearing more and more about, which is a bit of a shame. So koalas obviously not doing particularly well in the wild because of various things. They've been hunted, they've had problems with disease. And this was some researchers going back to see whether old koala bones, examples that we have in museums, for example, whether they had more genetic diversity than koalas today. And their idea was that back when there were many more koalas around, there'd be a lot more diversity in the genes that all the animals had. And what they found was that actually koalas have had quite low genetic diversity for over a century, over 120 years. And it is a real shame because it is meaning that it's getting harder and harder for them to cope with what the environment's throwing at them. Things like chlamydia, for example. And it sounds really weird, but koalas are actually really badly affected by chlamydia.
Oh, that sounds so sad.
I found out about this when I was in Australia because I just went to, you know, look at all the cool animals. And we went to a place called Kangaroo Island, which is a big island right at the bottom of Australia where they've got a sort of great wildlife sanctuary set up, essentially. And it was really nice to be there, but we were looking at a koala and this guide was saying, oh, it's really great because, you know, the koalas here don't have chlamydia. And I was just standing there going,
ew.
Koalas with sexually transmitted diseases is completely bizarre. But actually, loads of koalas on the mainland have chlamydia and it kills them. And we think that perhaps the fact that they've got this low genetic diversity means that there's not much resistance in the population and they're not doing very well at sort of evolving to cope with this, essentially.
It's sad that you think that populations, when they get so small, there really isn't a lot of hope for them. I hope there is hope for koalas.
Yeah, exactly, because, I mean, I guess the question would be where do you get extra genetic diversity from? Once it's gone, which is a real shame. So, I mean, hopefully we can find ways to kind of cope with this. And I guess the main thing for researchers would be this is a lesson for how you deal with animals that could get to that point. We have to stop that from happening.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed for the koala bears. Thanks very much, Nell.